Favorite song.
Amen.
He always sung that.
Amen. Hallelujah. Old songs are precious memories.
Sure enough.
We got a lot of them, thanks to Jesus. Praise God.
Thank God.
Yep. Bless the Lord.
Yeah, that song brings me great joy that Eric sings it. His uncle sitting right behind him used to lead that song.
David did.
So I knew it was one of the uncles. So
James used to help us sing.
So I'm going to sing a song, and I think Patrick Scott wanted, and Lucy wants to sing one.
I like the sound of little feet.
Yeah. Amen.
I do.
That's right.
Need more of them in the church. That's right. I like to hear them run, laugh, sing. Bless you, Rita. Thank God for Jesus.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough.
Thank you, Brian. What a song.
Yes. Every single night it tells me I will never measure well.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh my.
Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low?
In His fullness, presence, fullness of joy.
Remind me once again who I am, because I need to know.
Bless you, Rita.
You say I am strong when I think I am weak.
Bless the Lord.
And you say I am held
faithful.
Taking what I have and now I'm laying at your feet.
That's right. Give it all to Jesus.
You have every failure, God. You have every victory.
Until I tried this. I thought I was eating healthy, but I never realized I was eating.
All the ones I love.
wisdom.
Yes.
Stand face to face.
Yes.
With the one. He did all.
Woo!
Yes. For me.
Sing a lick, but I like to watch people sing too.
Let's see. Let's see. Come on up front. Come
yeah.
On. There you go. Step up.
There you go. Right there.
See, thank you. There you go.
Sing it just like you sing it to Jesus.
You know, we've already had blessings this morning.
Oh, I'll say.
With all the songs that we've heard.
Exceptional.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Exceptional singing. She's got a habit to sing, buddy. She's the singer. I like that amen.
You're visiting the Morton Arboretum for a peaceful hike through the woods, a run to reach your fitness goals, or a fun family outing to the children's garden amid 1,700 acres of nature. There's so much to enjoy at the Morton Arboretum.
Here we go.
Turn around, Tommy. There you go.
Bless them, Lord.
Let's try and start it again.
I'd have to sing it by the letter. Here we go. Bless your Father, bless you.
He that loves me, this I know.
Oh, yes.
For the Bible tells me so.
Thank you, Lord.
It's no one to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong.
Amen. Yes. Oh my.
Let us see. He will take up the offer. I have prayer.
Yeah, we'll get us a volunteer here. And let's all stand for the offering if you're able to. I'll get Brother James back there to ask the blessing on the offering for us, if you would please.
Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bow before you, Father, this morning, we ask you, Lord, to take this offering.
Yes.
Make it, use it, Lord, as it would be a help and a use.
Yes, Lord, help us, Lord.
Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother James. Thank you, Lucy. I'll say it again, the singing has been exceptional.
Amen.
I mean, even if your wood was wet, I believe you got a little something out of that singing, amen?
Amen.
Very good. I enjoyed every song. And it's amazing how God can minister through music.
Amen.
I enjoyed each and every song. Just soaked it up like a sponge soaking up water, amen?
Amen.
And every now and then I get to can't help it, and that just means I'm going to do something. I don't know what, but I'm going to shout. I'm going to jump up or take off running or something. But I'll tell you, every now and then I get them. I've been driving down the road before and get them. And I mean, just let go of the steering wheel and just shout all over the place. And you know, I don't care whether people say he's crazy or not. I'm the right kind of crazy. I'm a fool for Christ. Amen. But I certainly enjoyed that.
Amen.
Certainly
Amen.
Need that.
Yeah.
You know, the world just kind of, I don't know, seem like they just kind of take away what you got. They try to rob you of your joy.
Mm-hmm.
They try to take away, you know, your blessings. And then you come over here and somehow jump up and sing a song. Next thing you know, your cup's running over.
Amen.
I like that. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, it's been good to be here.
Amen.
I know this is just a little church, but boy, we got on here. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
I hate to throw water on the fire, but let's open our Bibles to Matthew chapter number 20. Well, I'm going to rock your boat this morning.
Brother Eddie?
Yeah.
Little is precious. God is in it.
Amen. Amen to that. Sister Bonnie, I like that request. She requested, hold on to God's unchanging hand. I'm glad, praise God, we can hold on.
Matthew
chapter 20. Brother Patrick, boy, I tell you, that song he sung, I was sitting there thinking about standing in the presence of the King of glory.
Yeah.
And be accepted. I mean, here I am and I'm nobody. But standing in His presence and be accepted, boy, I have to admit, I put my mind on that and boy, it was a blessing, amen. Matthew chapter number 20, and we'll start our reading in verse number 29, and we'll finish that chapter out. It says here in Matthew chapter 20, verse number 29, and as they departed from Jericho, that word Jericho is real important, a great multitude followed him. That's important too.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David.
Yeah.
And the multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace. But they cried out the more, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, what will ye that I shall do unto you? And they say unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him. We'll stop our reading right there, and we're preaching today on Jesus was passing by, and we're going to rock your boat here in just a minute. But Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, for the great truths, the great treasures, Lord, that it holds. And I'm glad your Word says that you sent the Word in Psalm chapter 68, verse 11. Great was the company of those that published it, Lord, and everybody in here, Lord, has got a Bible. Lord, the whole world could have one if they wanted one. But Lord, we thank you for the Word of God. Lord, you told that old tempter, man shall not live by bread alone.
but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And Lord, you told your disciples there in John chapter number 8, if you being our disciples continue my word, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And you said in John chapter 6, the words that I speak, they're spirit and they're life. Well, bless your word this morning. Lord, I'm just a messenger boy, Lord. Lord, I'm probably the most insignificant person here this morning. But I thank you, Lord, for the crowd that's before me. I thank you, Father, for those that are listening by way of the internet. I thank you for those that are watching by way of the live stream. Father, we just want to be a blessing. Lord, we can't do anything without your help. So we're asking right now you'd forgive us our sins. Wash us and clean us from all sin. Lord, I pray you bless us and use us. Preach to us and through us. We give you praise and glory. Ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I noticed Brother Jerry this morning, bless his heart, he picked up Victory in Jesus 92 there. I noticed it said there, said I was blind. It says, hold on here a minute. Verse number 2, it said, it caused the blind to see. And then he went over to 203, Amazing Grace. Mm-hmm. Said, I once was blind, but now I see. Amen. Verse 1 of that stanza. I thought about those two blind mentioned there in the song starting out this morning. I thought, Lord, you must have got it right this morning. Lots of times I have no idea what God's doing. But in this text we read this morning, if you'll notice, it mentioned verse 30 that there were two men and they both blind. And let me say real quickly to clear this up. In Luke chapter number 18, verse 35 through 43, it mentions one blind man. In Mark chapter 10, verse 46 through 52, it mentions one blind man. It names him, his name Bartimaeus.
Yeah.
But Cynthia, the one blind man of Luke 18, it does go into detail to say, as he was healed, it was on the way into Jericho. And Mark mentions that other one was healed on the way out of Jericho. And that kind of clears up the confusion of two blind men. And I'm just glad, praise God, I got my eyes open. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my, thank God. Both of these men were mentioned as being blind, Brother Mitchell. I was blind myself for 34 years. My mind was blinded by the God of this world, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. And even though I didn't walk about, somebody lead me by the hand, I was missing out on the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, which should save me. I mean, I heard of it, and I heard about it, but until I received it, I didn't get my eyes open. Amen. And not only were both these men mentioned as being blind, but both of these men were mentioned as hearing that Jesus was passing by there in verse number 30. You know, you might be blind. Fanny Crosby was blind. And she wrote a song, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior, while on others thou art calling. Pass me not. You know, I don't want him to pass me up. I don't want him to pass nobody up.
Amen.
Strange thing happened to me this week. I picked up a guy walking down the road Thursday about lunchtime. And I picked him up coming out of Scottsville, Kentucky. And I gave him a ride. Brother Eric, this guy said his name was Chris. I can tell he was a pretty learned man. He wasn't a common man. And I asked him his name, Brother Jerry. And he said, my name's Chris. I said, where are you from? He said, I'm from Texas. And I said, well, you're a long ways from Texas. And he said, I'm on my way east. I'm going east. And he wanted to get to Highway 90 out there, like where you go to Sister Bonnie's there. But before he got to Highway 90, he said he wanted to go to Glasgow. And I said, well, I wasn't going to go to Glasgow. I was going to go to the house. And then I was going to go to Glasgow. But I said, hey, I'll take you on into Glasgow. I'm sitting there thinking, I'm in a Silverado truck. I'll give you a ride to Glasgow. This guy had a big old green backpack and wouldn't fit in the truck. So he had to take it off and set it in, and then he got in, and I couldn't see him, he couldn't see me. Donnie said, "Don't tell what's in that backpack. I don't want to know what's in that thing." Amen.
Amen.
I had to talk to him about the Lord. I said, "You saved, man. You know Jesus?" He said, "I believe in higher power." I said, "Well, good. Devils believe in God. Tell what's in her. Are you have your confession of them?" And it got kind of quiet there, but we had quite a bit of conversation there. And anyway, I let him out. Well, I love Walmart. He said, I got in Glasgow. I said, "Where are you going to let you out here in Glasgow?" He said, "I need to get to Walmart." You know, everybody wants to go to Walmart, isn't it? So anyway, on the hill right up there above Walmart, there's a church called the Canaanland Church. And I let him out right there at the end of that old well road or something like that. Let him out at the end of that road there where it is, and there was Luke. Truckers bypass the Glasgow. I let him out right there, and I took a lift to the nursing home, get my wife something to eat over from Andy. She wants some fried chicken, Bonnie. So I went over and got her some fried chicken. And I let him out, and he went down to Walmart. Now, the reason I mentioned that was because I didn't know this at the time. I didn't even know this really after the math, but last night as I was at the nursing home, my wife, she's over, you know how y'all doing, your smartphone, you know. Anyway, she brought this guy up. She said, "You know this guy?" And I looked at him. It's Chris. I said, "Yeah, I know that guy. I picked him up, gave him a ride." She said, "The police are looking for him. Misrepresented himself and confiscated somebody's money. I don't know, but I did call the police and told them. I said, "Hey, I got some information on that guy you're looking for." I mean, even though I didn't know, and lots of things we don't know. I was telling Donnie yesterday, Jesus knows everything there is to know about me. Mm-hmm. Brother Mitchell, he still loves me.
Yeah.
He knows my down setting. Right. He knows my uprising. Yeah. He knows my thoughts afar off. Yeah. And he still loves me, Patty.
Yeah.
That makes me want to love him. Somebody loves me. You better believe I'm going to love him.
Mm-hmm.
I like to hear people sing songs about Jesus.
Yeah.
I never get tired of it. Mm-hmm. I don't care, sir. Sharon always wants us to sing it a cappella, praise God, there at the end of Amazing Grace. I'm all for it. Amen. We'll have bystanders up, y'all say. Well, we're praising God. I'm in it, amen. I ain't never got over it. Don't plan on getting over it. Hey, he's the one who opened my eyes, amen. But both of these men were mentioned as hearing that Jesus was passing by. I'm glad I heard not only that Jesus was passing by, but I'm glad, Bonnie, I heard he's passing by where I was.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, that's one meeting I don't want to miss.
Amen.
I mean, he makes house calls. Y'all remember back Dr. George McKinney, he'd come to your house.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a little boy, I had the measles, what it was, Christina. And my mama back in, they had them phones, you stick your finger in there, you know, it wasn't this.
Yeah.
It was, you pull this thing around, you know, he'd come back and you pull it around, hope there wasn't nobody on the line, and you'd have good use of the phone there. But she said, "Can you come over and look at my little toe-headed boy? He's running fever, and he ain't looking good." And Dr. McKinley come over there, and he said, "He's got the measles." Told me, "Stick my tongue out." Man, don't tell me to stick my tongue out. He said, "Stick your tongue out." I said, "Ah!" I said, "Ah!" Anyway, he said, "You got the measles?" They gave him something, you know, and anyway, I got over it. But Jesus makes house calls, Brother Jay. He comes to my house.
Yeah.
9,000 Edmund Road.
Yeah.
I mean, right up there on Glasgow Edmund Road. He comes there, April 27, 1988. He comes to where I was.
Yeah.
He was passing by that area. Yeah. And there was an old sinner out there. And he wasn't physically blind. He was spiritually blind. And I needed somebody to open my eyes. And he came out there. Woo, glory to God. Open my eyes. Not only did he open my eyes, he saved my soul. And it's so wonderful. So I had to go look in the mirror. And I never did look like much or nothing anyway. But when I looked in that mirror, I couldn't see it's the kind of glory of God. But it's still there today. Hey, I'm telling you, I just can't get enough of Jesus, glory to God.
Amen.
I seen Christina back there when Patrick was singing. She'll stand up. That's what I did. I'm just telling you, when it gets good, you just got to do something.
Amen?
He came to where I was. Amen? They heard that Jesus was passing by. And listen, in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, it says, "People that walked in darkness have seen great light." I saw great light that day, amen. Hey, he lit me up. glory to God. He's the light, the light of every man cometh in the world. Praise God, Brother Mitchell. Not only was both of these men mentioned as being blind, not only both of these men mentioned as hearing that Jesus was passing by, but both of these men are mentioned that they cried out to Jesus. Boy, He's rich in mercy to all that cry out to Him. Not only did He come to save all who wants to be saved, and He's able to save the uttermost from the guttermost, but He said, all that come to Me, in John chapter 6, verse 37, Brother Eric, He said, I'll no wise turn them away. I didn't get turned away. Man, oh man, can you imagine going to Jesus, Sarah, and Jesus said, I'm sorry, if you just came back when you were younger, right before you came, such a sinner, I would forgive you. But you went too far. I'm glad Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 says, come now, say the Lord.
Thank
you.
Amen. Lord, see him be a scholar. That's what mine was.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
He said, let us reason together. Though your sin be a scholar, I'll make them white as wool. Don't know how white as snow, though to be red like crimson, I'll make them as wool. Hey, He's got the cure for the problem. I don't care how big a sinner you are. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you have sinned. I'm telling you, He can open your eyes. Not only to salvation, He can save your soul. Glory to God.
Amen.
Where Jesus passed by. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! They cried out to Jesus. Verse 30 and verse 31 of this chapter, Matthew 20. And boy, I tell you, like I said, I never get over remembering when I cried out to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Here I was, sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Verily, deeply, shame within, sinking to rise no more. But I'm glad the Master of the Sea showed up. Amen.
Amen.
Not only both these men cried out to Jesus, but on both of these men it said Jesus had compassion on them. And He healed them there in verse 34. Bonnie, it could have been 2,000 men. Like I said, Luke mentions one, Mark mentions one, Matthew mentions two. But I'll tell you what, it could have been 2,000. It wouldn't have made a difference. I'm telling you, as many received them, how many received Him, to them gave He power to become sons of God, even them that believe on His name, the Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 12.
Amen.
But oh my, He had compassion on them, and He healed them. I remember, praise God, when He had compassion on me, and healed me, glory to God. Hey, I've been healed. I was dying. I stayed in trespass and sin. That's terminal. Bonnie, I wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
I mean, the doctor couldn't fix it. He didn't have a pill.
Nope.
He didn't have a procedure.
Nope.
He was a physician, Brother James, but he wasn't a great physician. He was a practicing physician. Sent me a bill, charged me accordingly. The great physician fixed my terminal problem and never charged me nothing. He paid me more there.
Amen.
Matter of fact, this guy stamped on my record in heaven, paid in full.
Amen.
By the blood of
Him. Amen.
That old accuser wants to lay charge on anyway. He said, that's sorry anyway. That is true. That's sorry no good anyway. That's true too. Nothing good on that one. And I did sin. Come short of glory to God. He said, He don't deserve heaven. And that's true too. But you know what Jesus stood up and said, He belongs to me.
Amen.
I've been bothered to cry. I'm going to heaven by the grace of God. And the hell started here to Jesus reached out and said, Eddie, just take me by the hand. I'll fix it for you.
Amen.
Woo! I took Him by the hand, brother.
Amen.
He had compassion on me. He lifted me up out of the miry clay. Hey, He set my feet on the rock. He established my joints. He put a song in my heart. He was praised to the Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
Woo! Some of y'all reminiscing.
Yeah.
That day when you knelt down as guilty could be and rose up as saved as saved as being.
Right.
Oh my, I wish I could go through it again. My pastor said you left go somewhere else. Amen. I done set this thing off. Amen. Somebody needs to turn that off. Amen. I don't know a thing about it. Amen. Both of these men, glory to God, Jesus had compassion on both of them, and both of them opened their eyes. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Well, listen here. Probably the best point of these 5 points. Not only did both of these men get their eyes open, not only did both of these men receive their sight, but both of these men followed Jesus there in verse number 34. And I'll tell you what, praise God, not only did Jesus open my eyes, but I'm still following Him too. I have been for 36 years. I'm telling you, praise God, I couldn't be blind Bartimaeus, but I could be that certain other blind man of Luke chapter number 18, verse 35. Hey, I'll never be Bartimaeus, but I can be a certain blind man, amen, that received my sight. And glory to God, thanks to Jesus, I'm saved. Thanks to Jesus, I see now, amen. Thanks to Jesus, I'm serving now, glory to God. Thanks to Jesus, I'm following. You follow anybody you want to.
That's right.
You follow my footsteps, and you'll find out they're following Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Where He leads me, I will follow. Mm-hmm. Where He leads me, I will follow.
Amen.
Where He leads me, I will follow. I'll go with Him, all the way. Mm-hmm. I don't know who you're following. I don't know who your hero is, who your team is, but you can write down for me one word.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
I'm not going to follow nobody else.
That's right.
Nobody never loved me like Jesus loved me.
Amen.
Nobody never done for me what Jesus done for me.
That's right.
You follow my footsteps, you'll find out they're following Him.
Amen.
Amen. He knows the way home.
Yes.
Every now and then you got to let go of the reins of the horse. The horse knows the way home. Amen. Even old mule knows where the hay is and where the wheat is. Amen. Just let go of the reins. I let go of the reins. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm still following. You find me close. I don't remember who sung that. Let's see. Hold on a minute. Back up in the archives of my mind. Maybe it was Rita. Talking about at His feet. Yeah. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Yeah.
Right.
I want to be found at His feet.
Right.
I don't want to be very far from Him.
Amen.
And praise God, I don't have to worry about it. He said He'd never leave me nor forsake me. And not only that, the path I'm following is a bright shining light, shineth more and more until the perfect day. I'm telling you, the Word of the Lord says, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, a height of my heart, and might not sin against God. I'm telling you, I want to be found following glory to God. I want to be found looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. You want to find me, you'll have to get to Jesus, because that's where I abide. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Two blind men, not that big a deal, but two blind men that became able to see is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Two blind men that were able to get the Lord to hear their cries a big deal. Two blind men that had received compassion, had their eyes open, were found following Him now. And I'm telling every one of us, if you're saved, you're just like those blind men. Hey, one day you got your eyes open. One day you realize it was Him that loved you. It was Him that could help you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank God. He came down, Brother Patrick, so we could go up.
Right.
He came down so we could get a refuge for our soul.
Right.
Says here, verse 34, and they followed Him.
Right.
If you're following Jesus, you won't have to worry about getting a phone call from a pastor. You won't have to worry about getting a visit. He's the good shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
He calls His own sheep by name.
Amen.
He won't have to go looking for me, Brother James. I'm going to be abiding in His house. I'm going to be following Him.
out there in the world. I told Chris, I gave him a gospel track called The Love Story, one of the chick tracks. And I said, Chris, everything you need's in that little track right there. It'll tell you how to find Jesus, how to know Him personally as your Lord and Savior. Look, I done all I could do. I didn't know He had a problem. I didn't know that He was a wanted man. I didn't know that. I was innocent. I gave him a ride. I gave him a testimony. I gave him a track.
There you go.
I gave him advice.
That's right.
And only Jesus, Christina.
That's right.
Only Jesus could help.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
Even though I don't serve a lot of Trump, didn't know He was in it because it didn't affect it at all. It still went like a scalded dog. Amen. That whole thing wore out. Got 300+ thousand miles on it. Still running. Amen. Carried more rock than any dump truck in Barron County. Amen. God's blessing on that whole truck. But I had Chris there in the truck. I don't know where Chris is right now, but Jesus does. I don't know whether Chris read that track or not, but Jesus does. And I'll tell you right now, Chris needs the Lord. He's not alone, but there's enough Jesus to go around. Amen. You won't never run out of Jesus. I've got to stop this message. Father, we thank You for the thought today. And I'm glad, Lord, You passed by where we were. Oh, Lord, a lot of these people here got saved at home. Some of them got saved at church. Some of them in revival. Lord, some of them at singing meetings, Lord. Some of them, Lord, got saved, Lord, maybe even on the workplace. I don't know. I just know You had to pass by for them to be able to get saved. And I'm glad You do pass by. And Lord, I know You pass by even here today. I felt it in my own heart. Thank You for good singing. Thank You for the people that are here. Give praise, honor, and glory. You alone are worthy to receive it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to, like I said, a blind lady, Fanny Crosby, wrote a song, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Get Brother Jerry to sing us a verse of invitation for him. If you don't need to come forward, that's okay. But if you do need to come forward, old Brother Eddie, I'm here for you. Amen. Yeah. I can pray with you. I can't pray for you, but I can pray with you. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, I want to see you in heaven, and Jesus is the door of heaven. Right. He's the way to heaven. There's no other name given. If you want to go to heaven, you're going to have to go that Jesus way. Amen.
Amen.
You might try to go another way, but it's going to be a dead end street.